This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Lindsey Brown is our producer. My name is Steve Thompson. Pleased to be joined by Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network. Timberwolves, the All-Star break in the rearview mirror. And right now, Kev, the Timberwolves going in the wrong direction. Right now, ninth in the standings, top 10 get in. Suspended, too many technicals. They get beat by Utah. Right now, bit of a struggle for the club.
Kind of been the whole season, actually. Yeah. It's like they can't really, I don't want to say they can't handle success, but it's kind of like this back and forth where they, you know, especially the first half of the season, you know, you win a game, then you lose the next one, then you win three, then you lose three, and back and forth, and then, you know, the last month and a half they've played a little bit better, but then they get injuries, and then the Edwards situation now, you know, you got over 20 games to go, and it's gotten serious with this technical foul and suspension situation for him. So, it's a little dicey right now. I mean, I had somebody – I worked last night's game, and somebody was saying last night, oh, yeah, I think they're going to get in the top six. And I'm like, well, I hope you're right. But, man, with everything that's going on, I mean, let's just worry about staying in the play-in situation right now because – and maybe we'll talk about this, Steve. You know, you got teams right around you kind of surging. Look at Golden State. Look at the Lakers. I think if Dallas gets healthy, some of their big guys are out, especially Anthony Davis. But if they get healthy, watch out for Dallas. Sacramento, I think, is pretty tough, too. They're going to be coming on. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here the last month and a half.
Yeah, and then you got to be concerned about someone below the playoff line right now. Phoenix, they're on the schedule tomorrow for the Timberwolves, tomorrow night, and these start to become big games. Now, you look below the line, you got Phoenix, Portland, San Antonio, Victor Wembanyama not available. That's scary injury, and hopefully everything works out for him. But, you know, you still have to be concerned that, you know, finishing in the top 10, you're right, Kev, not a done deal.
It's not. No, absolutely not. That's what I'm saying. It's like I would love for them to, you know, get in that top six and then not even have to deal with the play-in situation. But, you know, some of these teams that made some big splashy trades right around the deadline a few weeks ago, you know, they're coming on a little bit. And, you know, it's going to be an uphill climb to get in that top six. And if things don't go right and you don't get healthy and Edwards is missing other games because he's getting more technicals, then you start thinking about can they stay in the top 10 and just get in the play-in. And you get a little nervous, man, about what's going to happen here. But it's going to be must-watch TV for sure.
Yeah, and you bring up, you know, get healthy. Rudy Gobert, the back, that's always got to be concern for anybody. A back injury, know how those can linger. And then, of course, the return of Julius Randle and getting those guys back into the lineup. Dante DiVincenzo and getting him back into game shape, if you will. And then you brought up Ant and the technicals, etc. And once again, still a kid, but he's the man, and you just can't have that. Missing a game, a winnable game against Utah this late in the year, it's unacceptable in reality.
Yeah, it is. It's you know, we could probably, you know, I've been kind of chewing on this ever since last, you know, since that the Laker game, how Edwards, he just, you know, Karl Anthony Towns, when he was here, we all got fed up with his complaining about calls or no calls, and he's just constantly foul, you know, he's always, and then it's 5-on-4 going down at the other end, and he's sitting there trying to address the referee, and your team's getting scored upon. And I honestly think, Steve, that Edwards, you know, watched Towns do that for a number of seasons, and now you got a problem. Now Towns is gone, but then there's, you know, the byproduct is, you know, you got Edwards kind of doing the same thing. And sometimes, okay, you know, he gets a lot of attention, obviously. He's getting fouled sometimes, and sometimes referees miss calls. But it's getting to the point where he's getting suspended, and you're missing games, and your team needs you, and you're losing against the bottom team in the West in Utah last night, where, you know, if Edwards plays, you know, you probably win that game. So it's on Edwards. I mean, Chris Finch has said that. It's like, we've talked to him about it. The team has addressed Edwards. It's not just the coaches, it's teammates too. And it's on him, man. He's got to be more disciplined. He's got to grow and mature a little bit and get some restraint. Yeah, it frustrates you when you don't get a call, but it's he's crossing lines, and it's too much now.
Yeah, and that becomes kind of your now on the radar. Every crew in the NBA, you get that reputation. You think about, you know, Draymond Green. Every crew goes, okay, we got the Warriors, and we got to deal with Draymond tonight.
Yeah, no, that's 100% right. I think Draymond Green has been, you know, with how he has acted the last 10 years, you know, when Golden State started winning championships, that's a good point. I mean, he has gotten technicals through the years, you know, probably when he maybe shouldn't have, but his reputation as the guy is out of control. Just the disrespect that he has shown referees, the punching of opponents, the kicking, the tripping. I mean, just go on down the list. And like every time there's a whistle on him, he just yells and screams and addresses the refs, and it's gotten out of control. And other players throughout the league the last 10 years have kind of watched Draymond Green act like this, and then that inspires the next generation to act like that. And that's kind of what's going on. So, that's Edwards' reputation. You know, that's going to be the opponents the rest of the way. They're going to try to instigate him and bait him into more technicals, and maybe he misses more games because he can't control his emotions.
Yeah, and he is a guy, and we've seen that in stretches. You brought the up-and-down nature of this season. Just one more thought on Ant. He does have the ability. He's at that point where he certainly can carry this team and be a positive force. They need him to do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's his responsibility. Yeah. That's his job. That's what he's got to do. You know, you're going to be considered one of the top players in this league. It's handling your business. It's doing all the things that this team needs him to do as far as putting up numbers. And it's also helping his teammates. I mean, that's like the final stage of a truly great player is you do what you got to do. You get your 35 or 40 on some nights or more on particular nights. But then you also have to raise your teammates' games and make them look better than they actually are. That's what truly great players do, and obviously he can't do that if he's not in the game or he's suspended.
By the way, Timberwolves and Suns to close out the trip tomorrow night in Phoenix, 8:30 our time, kind of late on a school night. I don't know. I may not make the end of that one, Cal. We'll see how they play.
And no, then, no, this is, What I'm going to do, Steve, I'm coming over to your house, up your palace up on the river.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to keep you up, and we're going to watch the game together. How about that? Let's go.
I don't know, man. It's a school night. I need a solid 8 hours, or I'm grumpy the next day.
I don't want you grumpy. I know that.
No. Nobody wants grumpy, especially people at work. You know what they'll say to me? If there was a late night game for the Timberwolves or the Wild or the Twins or whatever, and I am a little grumpy, they know. It's like, so you stayed up and watched the game. That's why you're grumpy today. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Well, you know, if the Wolves can beat Phoenix, it'll be well worth it, and you'll get a good night's sleep, and you'll be happy on Monday morning if they win.
Yeah, that the key. Kev, always good to visit with you.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Kevin Lynch, FanDuel Sports Network, Timberwolves and Suns tomorrow night. They're back home Tuesday night at Target Center. Sixers in town, and the schedule gets easier. But it's imperative they take advantage of that if they want to find their way back into the top six. Or as Kev said, just stay in the top 10 at this point in time. 13 minutes now in front of six. We'll come back. The Oscars are tomorrow night. I don't get to the movies as much as I once did. Lindsay saw a film, and we're going to get into that. The only one I really saw is Wicked, and I thought it was great. But Lindsay saw one that she highly recommends, and we'll talk movies in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCC.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
No.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.